Thank you, President. Please allow me to extend Aotearoa New Zealand's appreciation to you and your team for your commitment to the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. We wish you well as you continue guiding our work this week. This year, we celebrate 25 years since the historic adoption of our treaty. Over that time, 164 states have bound themselves never to use, stockpile, or transfer landmines. We have all undertaken to share information and pursue international cooperation, clear large swathes of contaminated land, and advance victim assistance and mine risk education. Each of these actions has helped advance towards a world free from mines and end once and for all the human suffering caused by these inhumane weapons. And yet, 25 years after adoption of our convention, these weapons continue to leave profound impacts on victims and communities in affected states. In 2021, more than 5,500 people were killed or injured by mines and explosive remnants of war around the world. These cruel weapons destroy livelihoods. They instill fear in communities who live amongst them. They undermine peace-building efforts, and they stymie implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. For the treaty to continue reducing civilian harm around the world, it is vital that we accelerate our work in line with the Oslo Action Plan. President, New Zealand has been proud to play its part in supporting mine clearance in a number of the most heavily mined areas of the world, in Southeast Asia, in the Middle East, and in Latin America. In our last financial year, New Zealand was pleased to contribute over $6.5 million to mine clearance activities. This has included direct support to national demining agencies and clearance operators to build capacity and national ownership, as well as support to the critical work of the UN Mine Action Service, the UN Development Programme, and the HALO Trust. Over that time, New Zealand's activity has included individualised contributions to Iraq, Cambodia, Lao PDR, and Colombia, as well as to establish New Zealand technical advisors within the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Centre based in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, a separate technical advisor within the Lao PDR National Regulatory Authority for the mine action sector, and a further advisor within UNMAS, Iraq. We are proud to have partnered with these countries and organisations over the last year, and we look forward to that continuing. President, the progress we've been able to achieve over the last 25 years is in large part thanks to the tireless work of the mine action sector. Whether governments, NGOs, civil society, or representatives of affected communities and victims from around the world. Their sacrifices, often in the face of significant personal danger, should be a guiding light for our continued work as we move forward ever closer to the realisation of a mine-free world. I thank you.